This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Carl from Hood Sport is. Carl, are you there?
Yeah.
Carl, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I wasn't. I wanted to keep an even playing field.
Wow.
My man, we are pure individuals, people of integrity.
Wow, look at you both.
Yes.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Carl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The young of a dog is called a what?
I didn't hear what.
The young of a dog is called a what?
A pup.
Yes. What kind of chef works directly beneath the head or executive chef?
A sous chef.
Yes. What Disney character makes a cameo as a stuffed animal in Frozen?
Pass.
Which Italian city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
Rome.
No.
Pat.
Starcourt Mall is a fictional shopping center from what Netflix show?
Pat.
Which number does every Major League Baseball player wear on April 15th? Carl, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, he dropped.
Oh, Carl, you know what? Maybe the wind was affecting him.
I literally think all of our listeners are getting blown away.
I think they are too.
Or zapped.
I honestly don't know if that would have made much of a difference, though, for Carl. And I was just saying, he likes integrity, but maybe he should have been listening to that cheat sheet.
He was passing a lot.
I blame Steve, though. He jinxed all of our listeners. Don't call in. You might get zapped.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
This is really all Carl got zapped.
Yeah.
It's the weather.
And you, I guess.
What if this is my diabolical plan?
Oh.
I figured out a way to
summon
zap
the wind.
No, I figured out a way to zap listeners.
Well, it's working. Carl isn't even on the line anymore.
Some kind of weird, terrible serial killer movie.
Well, are you ready?
Don't be caller number 9.
Dun dun dun.
In theaters, Christmas.
Never. See, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
The young of a dog is called a what?
What?
The young of a dog is called a what?
Bitch.
No, that's a female dog.
No, I was just referring to you. Puppy.
That's fair. Yes, thank you. What kind of chef works directly beneath the head or executive chef?
Bit chef. No.
That's me.
Sous chef.
Correct. What Disney character makes a cameo as a stuffed animal in Frozen?
What Snoopy character?
What Disney character?
Oh. Disney. Nemo.
No.
But Disney. Oh, man. I don't know. Pass.
Which Italian city
Cinderella.
Is the setting? No. Okay. Which Italian city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
No. Sicily?
No.
Venice?
No.
Rome?
No. Starcourt Mall is a fictional shopping center in what Netflix show?
Damn, this is a tough one. Can I get zapped? Stranger Things.
Yes! Which number does every Major League Baseball player wear on April 15th?
69.
That's nice, but no.
42.
There we go. What reptile is known to be able to breathe through its butt?
An iguana?
No. Just Terrence laugh on that. Oh, Steve, that was not great.
That was terrible.
But you know what? You got 4 correct, which is double Carl's score. 4-2.
Look at you.
Great performance, Steve.
Honestly, you deserve to get zapped too.
I'm the best.
Not great.
I'm the best.
At the end of the season, when we look back on the wins, we're not going to remember how I won the game.
I think we will.
Okay, maybe you will.
Well, I think Carl should have listened to the cheat sheet, and I think you should have as well. What Disney character makes a cameo as a stuffed animal in Frozen?
Mickey Mouse.
Good job, Taryn.
That is such a no-brainer. Why wouldn't I?
I know.
Like the yeah. Disney character.
You couldn't think Nemo?
Nemo was the first thing I could think of.
And then what did you say, Cinderella?
Snow White or Cinderella?
What?
I don't know.
Taryn, which Italian city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
That would be Fair Verona.
Oh, how did you know? And one that... you didn't know. What reptile is known to be able to breathe through its butt?
Frog?
No.
Alligator?
No.
Snake?
A
salamander?
Turtle. A turtle. We're going to go through every reptile before we said turtle, you guys.
Also, a frog's an amphibian, just so we all know. Oh. Yes, Taryn, you dummy.
Wow, we're all dumb today. Well, somehow you still beat Carl, so congrats.
Okay. I like turtles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.